From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders to discuss ways to control a deadly migrant crisis. The 28-member European Union meets in Brussels Thursday to consider emergency measures aimed at easing the dangerous journey by sea of thousands of migrants from Africa, South Asia, and the Middle East. The meeting comes after the apparent drowning of hundreds of migrants in a boat that capsized off Libya's coast early Sunday as a rescue ship approached. Rights groups are calling on EU leaders to launch a humanitarian effort to end the migrant shipwrecks. Clara McLaren is with Amnesty International.
We're sending a really clear message to David Cameron and the other EU leaders that they need to act decisively and quickly in response to this crisis, and that means restarting search and rescue in the Mediterranean.
Last year, the EU scrapped a Mediterranean search and rescue program over cost and concerns from some members that maritime operations were actually encouraging more migrants to make the dangerous journey. Amnesty is urging the EU to immediately authorize a humanitarian operation. A candlelight vigil was held on Maltese beaches late Wednesday for the hundreds of migrants who lost their lives. Giovanni Barbo Sond is among those taking part.
They're fleeing their homes. They're trying to find somewhere where they can be free, somewhere where can they live.
Italian Prime Minister Renzi told lawmakers in Italy the whole EU must help shoulder the burden of curbing migrant trafficking in African countries. Heavy fighting raged Tuesday into Wednesday in South Sudan's oil-rich Upper Nile state in the northeast town of Malakal, with most of the fighting occurring between the South Sudan Liberation Army and rebels allied with former Vice President Riek Machar. Reuters reports nearly 40 have been killed, thousands displaced. Thousands have been killed, more than a million forced from their homes by fighting, which broke out in December 2013. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led coalition launched new airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen Wednesday, hours after announcing a halt to a month-long bombing campaign that targeted positions in the central city of Taiz and in the southern port of Aden, as ground fighting between rebels and supporters of exiled President Abu Mansur Hadi continued. Ambassador Adel Al-Jubeir, the Saudi diplomat posted to Washington, Wednesday urged the Houthis to stop fighting and seek a political solution.
They have made and reneged on more than 60 agreements since the Yemeni crisis begins. So I'm not a betting man, but I hope that they will make one agreement that they keep. And the opportunity now lies before them to achieve through the political process what they will not be able to achieve by force.
On Tuesday, Saudi Arabia declared an end to its bombing campaign aimed at halting the advance of the Houthis, but said its new focus on supporting a political solution could include actions to prevent the rebels from acquiring or using weapons from Yemen's military. The Houthis are calling for a return to UN-sponsored peace talks. South African President Jacob Zuma Wednesday vowed to end anti-immigrant violence, which has gripped parts of his country the last few weeks. 11 people were detained by security forces in a crackdown overnight Tuesday into Wednesday aimed at ending the violence that's left at least 7 dead. Hundreds of others have been arrested. Tuesday, Pretoria decided to deploy soldiers to help police quell the unrest, which began in the port city Durban and spread, with mobs attacking, looting, and burning foreign-owned businesses. Julius Malema is leader of the group Economic Freedom Fighters.
Our people are in poverty, and they get tempted to believe simplest solution. But if we drive away the foreigners, we will work tomorrow. But the reality is that there are no jobs. Even if these people leave, we'll still be unemployed.
Wednesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned what he called a wave of xenophobic violence in South Africa and expressed his condolences to the families of the victims. In Nigeria, forces backed by warplanes reportedly invaded the last known stronghold of the Islamist Boko Haram group, the Sambisa Forest. Nigerian troops are working jointly with a regional force of soldiers from Chad, Niger, and Cameroon in a concerted effort to crush the bloody insurgency which has killed thousands. Angola State Media reported Wednesday that 22 people died after police clashed with members of adherents to the religious sect Seventh-day Light of the World Church in central Angola last week. Authorities sought to arrest the sect's leader, and when followers resisted, the fighting broke out April 16th. Pope Francis plans to visit Cuba in September ahead of a scheduled visit to the United States. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.